Frog, where are you? Yeah. So, like, so the boy and the dog got a frog, and so they put it in a jar. And the, looks like they're saying goodnight to the frog, and they both hop up in the bed and fall asleep. But then the frog sneakily climbs out of the jar. And in the morning, the boy and the frog are looking for the boy and the dog are looking for the frog. The boy looks in his shoe, and the dog still is looking in the jar, but he gets his head stuck, and the boy doesn't notice, and so he opens the window and looks outside. Then the dog falls out of the window, and the boy comes to get him. And the boy doesn't look very happy, but the dog looks very happy. And so they go out of the house and into the yard, and they call for the frog. And they're still looking for it. The boy looks in a hole, and the dog barks at a beehive. But then another animal comes out of the hole and gets mad at the little boy. But the dog is still barking at the beehive. And then the hive falls down and all the bees go after the dog. But the boy doesn't notice, so he climbs up in a tree and looks in a hole. But then an owl comes out of the hole, and then all the bees start chasing the little dog. And the boy runs away. And so the owl flies away too. Then the boy climbs up onto a rock and calls for the frog. But then a big moose comes and knocks the little boy off the rock. And then he carries the boy on his head up to a cliff and knocks the boy and the dog off a cliff into the water head first. Then the boy and the dog see a little log, and so they go behind it, and the boy is telling the dog to be quiet and don't make a lot of noise. So then they look over the log, and they see two big frogs and nine little frogs, and they're very happy that they found their pet frogs again. So the little boy willingly takes a little baby frog and tells them goodbye. And then they live happily ever after.